If you love your neighbors as good as you do yourself, you ain't gonna have no trouble.
Did you go to, was there a church in Alpharetta when you were growing up that y'all went to, or?
We do what?
Was there a church you went to when you were growing up?
Yeah. But it's a hard time. You know, you young people don't know nothing about hard times. That's a God. We're living in the best time ever we lived in history. But the public is in power now. They don't spend no money. And the Democrats doing it. The government's got to spend money before you get some in your pocket. And if they get, they're cutting taxes, it ain't worth a dime to put people to work. You've got to put a, start a PWA like Roosevelt, stuff all this machinery, and put people to work, and pay them a good salary. They couldn't pay $2 a day when I was, when Roosevelt went in there. Well, they had a big boom down in Florida, and he was going to kill the money, put out paper money. Mm. They had a boom down there, and the boys got scared. Then they begin to turn it loose, and that's the way things got started. Hmm. And they take up all the gold, put it up down in Tennessee. You could get the gold back on a dollar bill then, and people got the gold and they put it in the trunk, you know, and just keep it. It wasn't all the stuff, but now all your gold's up down and down, up down in Tennessee. I went up, it's several miles through there, and up there where they keep these shields, they got shields in World War I. And they got some stuff up there that ain't no bigger than a 5-pound sack of sugar. It'll store this world in a few minutes if somebody gets mad enough to use it.
Oh my goodness.
That's the way it works.
Do you remember what did your mom cook on when you were growing up?
We eat what she put on the table.
What sorts of stuff would y'all eat in a week? Did you eat any beans and cornbread?
We eat beans. I bought beans and things when I was living in the house. We eat a peck of beans a day. Because these young fellas plowing them old mules, worked the sun up, the sun down. Cotton was selling for 2 cents a pound.
Wow.
My grandfather bought lumber. He was selling for $2 a hundred.
Hmm.
Wow. I don't know how they made it back then. But you buy a farm and got paid for $100,000 on up, or $100,000, or $1 million, and buy the machine, it cost you $1 million to buy your machinery. And you go, well, if I had that kind of money, I'd just put it to work and get me a rocket chair and rock.
What was your house like you grew up in? Did it have a fireplace and stuff?
Had a fireplace. Had these wooden shingles on, you could see the stars and died. Didn't even leak.
Oh, wow.
Had boards on the kitchen about like this and cracks about that wide. Chickens working under the house and everything. That's the way we got it. We raised chickens back then. And go out there and kill you one. I used to go to the store and buy them. They had them in fence. Mm-hmm. You take them home and kill them. It ain't like it is now. Everything's in a sack. Then there wasn't nothing in no sack. That's where it worked. And they sold their meat out here on the road.
Mm.
Like beef, cakes, things like that. Now you got everything fixed right in the sack. You don't have to worry with all that. You
know, yeah.
That's the difference in the time.
You said before you had a big table in your house for 12. How many people could it hold?
12. It's a big one.
Did your dad make it?
Huh?
Did your dad make it for your family?
Yeah, this was this main table. Yeah,
wow.
Probably then. But
so back then people made their own furniture?
But, no, some company would buy it, but you couldn't buy much furniture. We had all of us lived in a 3-room house.
And how many kids were in your family?
A 3-room house, and just lived us up on a pallet.